Kumlen and Ablat Gemara, we're up to still yesterday's Gemara, the Chizayin on Beis Mishnah. Have it? 17b. That was right. It's wrong, yeah. This is the new one. No, you gotta get the old one. This is the new one. Okay, so we're talking about affordability and. Okay, we're in 17b, the Mishnah.
Yeah. Asset means tested carbon.
Exactly. Hoya oni, what happened if his poor Vaheshim became rich, or Usher, he was rich when he made the promise, Vahani became poor. No, it's an Erech Usher, regardless, he always has to pay as if he was rich, not pay the full price. There's no special arrangement. Rabbi Yehuda Omer oni, even if he was poor. Vaheshim, he became wealthy for a time. Yeah. Then Vahazavani became poor again. If he's wealthy for one moment during that interim period, he has to pay the full amount. Avo the kabbonis ain't a cake. When it comes to kabbonis, it doesn't work that way. When by kabbonis, we look at the moment when you have to give a carbon. What can you afford at the time? In Batumah, those are various. We bring a carbon oil of
the yard. So then, what are we talking about giving the erech? Are we talking about better kabbayis or starting the dovis?
Erech is a full $50 for a guy between 20 and 60.
Erech is only for kabbonis.
No, erech is money you give to the base of Mikdash.
I'd say better kabbayis, whatever it is.
Yeah, better kabbayis.
I thought it was only kabbayis.
No, nothing kabbayis. But kabbayis means a carbon that you're a matzari. You have to bring kabbayis, but depending how wealthy you are. Here we look at the moment you bring the carbon, what can you afford? For the myself, even if a father died and he left behind $10,000, and others will sing him while he's dying, like Svenos, you have a ship in the water, when you're going to get paid rent, only later on, and you're going to get a lot of money. And hedge is nothing from it. Says the Gemara, if you were poor, but now you became rich. Why? He said you have to give the full price. Because it says, yad ha-noided, what you can afford, the hand, when you're about to give. Look at that stage. What about Osher v'Hani, now you're poor, but used to be rich? Alpi ashatasik. It says, based on what you can be massing, and the Ben Gesh explains, alpi means when you said your words in your mouth. W said, I feel only v'Hashiv v'Chaz v'Hani, if you're rich for 1 minute in between. No, it's an Erech Osher, you got to pay the full amount. My time, but why? W Yudah Mekra, it's impossible. Imachu me'ergecha, if you were poor the whole time. You have to be poor from the beginning to the end. If you're going to say every time it says mach, it means from the beginning to the end. It says in the pasuk that let's say a mitzvah, you have to bring a certain carbon. It says if im dalon, if he's poor, and so on and so forth, then he takes a sheep for an asher. And then you take a minch offering, and so on. So dal chayrish mean hachinam yachidei, but dalusim mechilos vatzayfa. You have to be poor the whole time before you can get away with this cheap carbon. And v'chitem hachinam maybe takaso. But now we learned a mitzayda shehevi kabbonis. If a mitzayda brings his kabbonis only if he was poor, the hashim became rich. Or Usher, he was rich, but he became poor. According to the first opinion, he brings three kabbonis. He brings a chatas, which is an atonement because a mitzayda is because of lashon hara. Or the seven Averis we learned before. He brings a chattas, he brings an ashem to allow him to eat from karbonis, and he brings an oila, which then allows him to take off all of his hair and go back to the machan and so on. So, according to Shimon, the main thing is the chattas. Divra Shimon. Abudah says, no, the main thing is hakol el rachar ashem, that enables him to eat from the karbonis. What was he then, rich or poor? And Tanya was in Yaakov, but hakol el rachar tzipori, when he brings those two pigeons, was he rich or was he poor? He was originally poor then, so that allows him to shave his hair and go back. So lechayda, but none of them say we look at how if he was rich in the beginning. All that matters is the end. And according to you, it should be poor the whole time. It says, if he cannot afford it, but taharasai when he's becoming tired. What does the word taharasai mean? Is Rabbi Shimon saw a dover hamechapet harasim means something that tones you many chatas, the karmchatas. Rabbi Yehuda saw a dover machshe, that which allows you to eat from the kabbonis. Umayni osher, Rabbi Yaakov saw a goyin letaro, the full taro, which is mayni tzipporim. You can take your shave and go back. So lechayda, what do you mean dal hu? So Gemara says no, belahu lumbly. Over here it means the very end. So what do you mean who? What does the who come to teach you? So we say, when it said by Mitzrayim, Dal Hu, we had a machlek on the top of the page before the Mishnah, Rebbe and Rabbanon. Whether if you, according to Rebbe, if you, Rebbe says, we look always at, if you were poor, and the Mitzrayim was rich, even though normally you're supposed to look at the mitzvah, but if you were poor and says rich, even though you're poor, you have to give a rich man's carbon because you knew the guy was rich, and that's what who's, yeah. And according to Rabbanan, if you were an usher and the guy was an oni, in this case here, you have to pay the full price because you were an usher. By mitzvah, if you take, I'll take on his kabbalas. Something more right. Okay, Elamiyata, that's another question. It says a pasuk, who ate? And you said before, who ate means the machu, but you said he's poor the whole time. So it says, who ate? That if you're a valid witness the whole time, according to you, you have to be a kosher aid from beginning to end. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Well, Tani, we learned. What happens to your day labor aidus? Actually, I'm no testimony about this person before I was related to him. And then Nasachos, I became a son-in-law. So now I'm disqualified from being a witness or pikeach when it's chadish, or I was intelligent and suddenly I was able to talk or hear pasuach when you stammer became blind, sofu even ishtata, you were totally sane and then you became crazy. Hareze apostle in all of these cases.
So you look at the soif, not the
the whole time through. I will hoy your day. What happens the following case? Hoy your day. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to maintain the whole time. What happens your day? Eight is actually not chasay. Okay, before you became married, before you married his daughter, you knew something about him. And then when Nasach became a son-in-law, he's disqualified. And the Achik, by the time he got to court, is Mesa Bitoy. You're no longer his son-in-law. And the Tzitzit explains, provided you had no children. Because if somebody marries someone's daughter, and the daughter passed away, but he had grandchildren, he's still related. Yeah, and he can't be a witness. But let's say he has no children. So he was good, bad, good. Or Pekev, he was good and bad. Or Posov, he can see, then he became blind and he can see again. Shafiv, Kosher, all these cases are kosher. That Kalik rule is Kosher, Chilosev, Vesev, Bekash is kosher. But you said, Rabbi Yehuda, that was said, who means all the way through. Here it wasn't all the way through, there's a period. Yeah, exactly. So Moshein Hossam, no, here's different. Amakro, there's a passage where it says, Oiro, if he saw, Imla Yagid, if he doesn't relate it. So we see clearly to tell you there are two periods that we need to know. Ro has to be a qualified witness, and when La Yagid. We don't care about the middle. So the first apostate that the cancels out the word who. But if I got to tell the Nachman and Mil, so it all depends on the time of seeing and the time of saying. And there is. Ella Vahu Lamal, he said, why Taka does it say whom? Look at Tanya for the following din. Ra, see Ishmael, you saw a whole gathering of people, I'm standing there, and something happened, and you want witnesses, the aid of a name, somewhere in that crowd. Our two witnesses that can help you out. But Oman, you said, I'm Mashbi, Ain Alech, and I make you. The whole crowd swear, in Yoidim Atimli, Aidus, if you know, with testimony, Shetavoye Vateyaduni, you have to come into court and testify on my behalf. Yochli Echayavin, if they refuse, I would think the Chayva Carbon Aidus, Tamaloy, but who aid? You have to single out who the aid is. So who means you need? No, but I have to. Yachol, I feel I'm a call me. But he says, if he instead of saying, instead of addressing the whole crowd, he says, if there's any individual here who knows testimony, better say it. So now you're talking directly to the aide. You don't know who it is. Tamalayme, who aide? Give a second, my nephew. Hello. Yeah, I'm in the middle of the shiur, but I'm a shul now. Oh, so what are you doing? Yeah. Or? I think 10:25 is better. 8:55 means we have to leave here about 7 o'clock. Which is looking a little dull. Is that all right? So I'll take it. So you come to shul and I'll talk to you in shul. Okay. Say bye. Sorry.
Can I ask, so according to the Rabbanan here,
yeah,
does that mean, Lamashal, a blind man comes and says, when I could see, I saw...
Can't say it. Everybody agrees.
Can't accept aid.
No, for sure not. It has to be a kosher aid.
Even though he's a or he was a Balnei Monas, but because he can no longer see, is therefore he's possible to aid us from back then what he saw.
No, who cares what he saw, but you can't testify in the court. It says... He has to testify in the court. If he cannot testify in the court, it says oy ro, so he's postulated as whether the beginning or the end. So he will write the Kabbalah, say the Cain. Then it says Avi Mes. It's a machlekes Rishonim of Kabbanah and Kain. When it says the next case Avi Mes, is that a continuation of Kabbanah? So it's going back to Erchid. But anyway, his father died. Vinich Lo Yidibi, left him $10,000. He's considered a poor man. Thinking about Ashadu, what do you mean a poor man? He's a rich man. He left him behind. That means the father will leave him behind $10,000. His father is alive and well. If his father didn't give him the money, why should he even think that he's a rich man? Because one day his father might die. Who says he'll have the money with him? Because his father is on the deathbed. Most people who are goyses will die. The fact is he didn't get the money yet. The ship is out in the water. And there's $10,000 that's owed to him. A rich man. That it was rented out, or either as a share in the profits, or you rent it out directly in other people. But you have no merchandise on the ship. What about the rent itself? Remember, you don't get paid rent until the very end. So at the moment, he has nothing, and we don't look at potential. We only look at what you have right now. The ship is out worth money. Now, we have a very interesting thing. Rabbelezi says, we'll see later on, when it comes to working on a scheme of arrangement, and we leave you with the bare basics, but we also leave you tools of trade. And because his ship is his tool of trade, that's how he makes it. That's his business. So we let him keep it. For the farmer, we give him the yoke. If he's someone who, freight company, we get him to keep his donkey. Hashonim, when it comes to what age, every age is different, but neither we look at the receiving end, the person that, not the person who did it, Kated, Yelid. Do you know who a Yelid is, by the way? It's a great thing. Rashi says a Yelid is anyone between 20 and 60 years old. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's worth 50
and,
bucks. That's
it. Yeah, and I thought finally I became an adult. Look at the Gemara says it. Yelid Sheher Zokin. If a Yelid is Mighty Chazokin, Noisin Erech Zokin. He has given the value of the Zokin. It doesn't matter what you are, it matters what the person you're talking about. The Zokin Sheher Echaz Yelid, Noisin Erech Yelid. It all depends on who the Nerech is. What do you mean erchin benerech? Also looking at erchin is also the gender. So if a man makes an erech of a woman, no, he's an erech ish. He gets to give a woman. The ish is erech ish, and a woman gives an erech of a man, no, he's an erech ish.
Identifies
as. Yeah. And again, it depends at the time. Let's say, at the time when I said my erech al me, I was under 20 years old, so I have certain value. And then by the time I paid it, I was over 20 years old. You don't look at the time of payment, look at the time when you made the erechin. So, Ketzad. Or let's say about someone else who was under 5 by the time you gave, he was over 5. What was the time of the Erech? Tell me what we learned. You were hand in hand and compared that it says neder be'erkecha. So we compare neder to Erechin. Neder is value. And to Erechin, Margolius, Lekalim. For example, what way do we compare it to? Let's say it comes to a diamond, we look at what it's right now. For example, you're in a little village. In a little village, what can people afford already? You're a man, you have no assets, but you have only a diamond. And the diamond in the village only sells for $30. So all you have is worth $30, right? Even though Erech, you should pay $50. Well, but if he would go to the city with a lot of rich people, then you get a much higher price. You might cover the whole $50. We don't say, okay, let's bring Yishlepa to the city. We don't do that. Exactly.
Where
in the case of Dumb, if a guy said, I'm going to give the value of this thing to Hegdish, here it's worth $30, or in this city it's worth $30, doesn't matter, it's another city or another time, it's worth more money. Look at it today, where you are. And Yochla, I would have thought, Nakish Erchin of Dumb, if you think Shasna Sina, I would have thought also, when it comes to saying my value, let's say I said that in Tishrei and now it's Nissan. So therefore, what value do I give? Not what I was worth in Tishrei. What I'm worth now. Rashi says, how do we know what you're worth in Tishrei? How can we value today what you were 6 months ago? Who knows? And Tishrei says, I don't understand. A person, how much different a value can you be right in 6 months? And anyway, so Tamalayim will come teach you.
6 months, you could have your 20th birthday or your 60th birthday.
No, we're talking about Domim. You say my value in the slave market. Why would there be such an enormous difference between what you were before and now? And Tanalom will come teach you. You give it the time, but it comes to Erkin, you give it how old you were at the time of the Erkin, not what you're giving. Sorry?
The dollars are different than.
Yeah. Well, here, if you're in Australia, you made the pledge, it's what you are here.
Americans think you're talking US.
Oh, that's true. I know in Hong Kong, every time we go, they give Elias. It's around 8 Hong Kong dollars to 1 US dollar. They always say, whatever you're promising, US dollars. That's right. Like in Argentina, when I years ago, and I was there with a friend of mine, there was like 2 million pesos is $1. So I remember a few friends of mine were in Argentina, and they heard a guy donated 15 million pesos. They almost hollered. What, 15 million?
20 bucks.
Not even. Oh, yeah. Anyway, let's go back to it. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Yom Shloshi, the 30, when it says in the Tanya, you know, mid-ben Shloshi and Lamaila, it doesn't mean the 30, it means 31 days. 30 is like below 30, give nothing. Shnas Chomesh, Shnas Ezek Lamata, 20, the year, the entire year, 20, you're still a teenager, which is the main thing, Hashanah says, Seven ben Shishon and Lamaila, it's very important. 60 years old, you're still a yelled. I'm still a yelled, Baruch Hashem. 61, that's when you become an adult. Even by Shishon v'mayla, by Shishon it says v'mayla. No, but the 60 doesn't count. Only the next year. Hadin lemedim mekulam mishnas shishim, mashnas shishim kilamatim. Mashnas shishim kilamatim. Just like the 60th year. So you're a yelled until you're 60. So 60 included. It's only 61. Afshnas chamish mishnas esim kilamatim. We learn from there also that 20 is like 19, pretty cold. And 60, yeah. Very interesting. The Rambam teaches in the Mishnah in Pesach Mishnah is Ben Shmoin Oshel Chuppah. He says 17 years old. It's the 18th year, which is when you're 17. No, as soon as you start the year. And here we're saying that even if you're 60, it now doesn't count as 61. So I wonder when all these things it says in the Mishnah, Ben Abayin Lemina means the 40 when you're 41? Or, you know, all these things. Okay. Well, Ben Shishon Leskena starts at 61. You can ask me a question. Remember, you pay the most money between 20 and 60. So the Torah says that when you're 60, you're still like a 20-year-old, you got to pay the full amount until you're 61. It's very rare you have all this pulpul in the Mishnah. So how do you know that it comes to 5 and 20? There, when you say that 20 is like 19, you're actually saving money. Because once you're 20, you pay $50, and when you're less than 20, you pay a lot less. Tamalayma, therefore we have a Gedera Shava. It says in the Pasuk, Shana, it says, Ben Shishim Shana, so that's an extra word, Shana. V'mayla, then it says, Ben Chomesh Shana, V'ad Ben Esim Shana. So therefore, it says, we have Shana, like Gedera Shava. Ma Shana Mura B'Shana Shishim Kilamata. Just like we just said by 60, it says, M'mayla means a year later. Av Shana Mura B'Shana Chomesh Shishim Kilamata Menu. Ben Lahaka Ben Lahachmer. Now, Belezi goes further. Even when you're 61, you're still a yelled. You need to be another month and a day. 61, a month and a day. We'll soon see how we learn that out. Interesting, in Yiddish, there's no word for a mid-age couple. Or either a younger man, or it's an alter. There's nothing here. Now we're finding out, in Hebrew also, there's nothing for middle age. Either you're a yelet, forget about being a younger man. No. Middle age is middle age, but you don't use to describe a person. It's more like an adjective than a name of a category.
So after 60,
So most of us here are still Yeladim. Well, actually, not most. It was about half of us. Okay. Says the Gemara, you have your Gzeh Shav Shana Shana, Mufna, it has to be extra. Dile Mufna, it's not extra. You can meet me and ask a question. You can me ask, Shana, you say the Ksive must be, well, Susi, we have a question on it. So it must be, like the Mishnah asked, L'chayde, how can you learn 20 from 60? 60, it's a chumrah, and 21 uses a kula. So therefore, we need the Gzeh Shav, we must say it's extra. Lema Masis, like Rebbe, say that Mishnah, not like Rebbe. Why? I could eat Rebbe. If it's Rebbe, he says, Ad va'ad b'chal. If it's Rebbe, he says, Ad va'ad b'chal. Time you learned. Yom HaRishon, very interesting here. It says, Yom HaRishon, Ad Yom HaShmini, 7 days you should eat matzahs, and you're not allowed to have any chametz in your house, and you get kodesh, Mi Yom HaRishon, V'ad Yom HaShvi. So, Yoch, I would have thought, the Rishon means from after the first day. No, but the second day Pesach Chametz becomes also Shvi Loshim Bichal till the 7 days, 6 days.
It's only 4 days in the
dancing. 5 days. Tei says it's impossible because it says in Tei clearly Shivas Yom Shalom. But it means the lav is for 7 days, but maybe Kodesh is only for 5 days because it's possible by Kodesh. And we find similar by Tzaras. It says if your entire body is full of Tzaras, you are toyer. So it says in Pasuk, if it covers you, May Roishayva Ad Raglov, the kohen sees it. So we say Roishayva Loi Roishayva Chal over there, it does not include your head, and Raglov Loi Chal. You don't have to have cover your head or your bottom of your feet, and between your head and the bottom of your feet, if it's all Tzaras, then you're toyer. So maybe it's handing it by chametz as well. Tamalaymer, if you have a special pasuk, it says in pasuk ad yom that the first day of Pesach be'erev she eat matzahs until yom ha'echad ve'esim lachodesh be'erev, the following night. So that's how we know we have to have a special pasuk to tell you include the 21st day. Rebbe says ainot tzadik, you don't have to have a special pasuk to include the 21st day. Rishon is automatically rishon bechlal, and shvi is shvi bechlal. Automatically shvi is bechlal. So therefore, when it says in the Torah, from the 20 till 60, you don't need a special pasuk to tell me that 60 is included in the 20 in the Yelad, because that's how Rebbe learns. Rebbe learns that every time it says ad, it means inclusive. So when the Torah says Mishi, obviously it means 61. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah does not conform with Rebbe. So the Gemara, no. I feel the Rebbe, in our case, is different. Shekule Mishkule Kroi. We have two different psukim leading different directions, and therefore we wouldn't know which way to go. Okay, 60, it says... So 60 for Milo, so 61. But it says, mid ben chaydish va'ad ben chameshanim. The first pasuk says, mid chaydish till 5 years. Yeah, till 5 years. Then it says, the next pasuk says, mid ben chaydish shanim va'ad ben esim shanim. L'chayda, what do you have to say again, Lamali? What do you have to say again, mid ben chamesh? We already said chamesh. The first pasuk, mid ben chaydish ad chamesh shanim. Next pasuk should say, va'ad esim shanim, so and so. We need it to repeat again. We don't know which way to go. Is let's say, does it go to the year before the 5 was year before, or goes to the year after? Because when it says mechayish advent chamish, chamish is part of you're a baby, you're under 5 years old, and then it says v'im mi ben chamish v'aben chaf. And according to Rebbe, ben mi ben chamish means it includes it. Right? So on the 3 years pasuk, the chamish was included with the chayish. In the next pasuk, ben chamish is included with the 20. So we don't know which way to go. So that's why you need a shavu zara shana shana. We don't know. That's
from the birthday or after.
No, Rebbe holds it's inclusive. So if ben chamish is included in the pasuk of ben chaydish, that means a 5 year old is included in a month year old. You pay the smallest amount. But the next pasuk ben chamish ben esim
is on the birthday.
31. We read it before. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So if you say that it's already, you start counting from the month onwards, why don't you say that 5 is from, you know, was to when it's 4, when you've reached 4? When you've had a month completed, so you also have the chamish, means that you have the 15th to complete. Not the beginning of the 15th, but at the end of the 15th. Just like the month is once you've completed the month.
Yeah, but exactly. It's exactly what he said. Yeah. But then the next part says from 5 till 20, you're supposed to start from the beginning, inclusive. Ben Chamesh is inclusive. That's like Ben Chamesh, he says here. Second one, right? What about Mother's in a second? Second one, right? Omama, Rosh, Rosh, Bechlal. You said by Tzaras, his head, and his head is not included. The Rakhla, Rosh, Bechlal, but his feet are not included. No, how do you know that? Maybe Taka, he has to be an entire body, he has to be full of Tzaras before we say his Torah. E boy, say, either I can tell you two answers. Either I can tell you shani simonim de gufim is simonim de reishay. The signs on your body, what's considered tzaras, is different than the signs on your head, because on your body it has to be gold, and the hair on your head. If it's only when is it considered that you have a tzaras? If you have golden hair amongst your hair, and on your body it has to be white. You have a white spot, so therefore it cannot be all together. Different kind of tzaras. Or e boy, say, another answer is l'chol mare eina koin. Everywhere the koin can see, he cannot see under the hair on your head, nor can he see between your toes. So therefore, naturally, he has to then stand there and divide each toe. He said you have to add a month and a day. So he said 61 and a month and a day before you considered no longer a yelad. Says nemakan. Here it says ben shishishana v'maila. But Nemelahalan, it says later on in Chodesh, it talks about Pinyan Ben. It says in Ben Chodesh Amayla. It says when you count the Levim, it's Ben Chodesh Amayla. Malahalan Ben Chodesh V'yemecha, just like over there by Levim. It's a day, a Chodesh in a day, because it says mid Ben Chodesh V'mayla. That means not enough Ben Chodesh. It's be V'mayla a day later. Those you already entered the next month. I've counted over here also Chodesh V'yemecha, the Chodesh in another day. So how does he know to add another month? Maybe it's there you only added a day. So maybe if he means 61 years old in a day. What do you need the Gzeidah Shava for? Without the Gzeidah Shava, I would know that you have to add one day because by Levium. It says a Mila. It says Ben Shishishan of a Mila. So obviously you have to add one day. So the Gzeresh, I'm telling you, that comparing it to Levim, you have to add a month and a day. Torah Rami learned. Shonneho amuda bekotchi, when it's sometimes a year follows Tishrei. But sometimes a year follows exactly the year from whenever it was anniversary of that day. So for example, Shonneh that says by kotchim says the sheep should be, let's say, a year old. It means not the Tishrei, but it means the anniversary of his birth. Shonneh amuda bater chayme, and the Shonneh says bater chayme, if a year goes by, you don't redeem it, you lose it, you forfeit it, it's a year from when you sold it. Shtei Shonneh, Shibes Le'echuze, we said it's Le'echuze, the first 2 years, you cannot redeem it back. The 2 years are from when you sold it. We know by Nevedivity, whenever you bought him, it's 6 years he has to serve you. Forget about Shemitah, all that. 6 years to serve you, and the seventh he goes free. It's 6 years anniversary of the day that you hired him. Not from, you know, comes Tishrei to New Year. All those dinim that apply to a son and a daughter, if you're 12 years old by a boy and he knows what he's doing, he's in the dorm, after you know you start taking effect by a girl 11 years old, or bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, it has to do with what? Kula me'eish le'eish. From the moment, from the time that you were, that day that you were born, and Rashi adds v'eish ha'shah. So if you're born, interesting, Rashi, I said if you're born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then you don't become bar mitzvah till you're 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 13 years later. It says right here, me'eish le'eish, oisa yoyim v'eish ha'shah l'shana haba. It has to be the hour as well. Like by bris, you know, if it's delayed, and we say, okay, whatever, by a doctor and so on and so forth, then we start counting again. There it's me'eish le'eish, the bris. It's not the eighth day from that. We start counting 8 days. It's the eighth day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the doctor gave him permission to have a bris. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the earliest you can do it. So what, let's go through it. Shana amud b'kotchim, how do you know? Amud abacha by Yaakov Makros. It's a pasuk, kevez ben shnosoi, his years. We don't look at Tishrei, we look at the years of the sheep. Okay, Shalom, what about that you forfeit after the year? The it says that Ad Tnoim Shnas Memkora until the end of the year that he sold his selling. So we say Memkora Shalai, Veloy Shana Lemin Oilam. We look at his years, anniversary of your sale. Shnei Shani, that you have 2 years, you're not allowed to buy back. It says B'mispush Shnei Tvuas Yimachalach. And then you buy back, you go according to the years of the Shnei Tvuas. And it says in plural, it says Shnei, which is plural Tvuas, which means you can have 3 seasons. How's it possible? When he buys, he can have 3 seasons. How was it possible 3 seasons? Why? Because if you sold him on Nissan, when the crop was almost ready to yield, it's ready to be harvested, and the guy harvests that, then he has the next, because it's 2 years from the day you sold it, and he harvested a bit early in the third year. It says a complete 6 years he should work for you. Ubashvi is in the 7th year. Zimnin, it says, and in the 7th year. Sounds like Bashviz, he goes free. But put a comma afterward, Bashvi. It sounds like he could work for you 6 years into the 7th year. In other words, even though he went past Tishrei, it's the 7th year, but since it's not the anniversary of his sale, it's not 7 years. Zimnin, the Bashvi is not me, Yav, but something in the 7th year, he also works. Ushababen, Ushababas, and by son and daughter. Kulan me'eish le'meis. L'mayich said, what do you mean by boy and a girl? It's all meis le'eish. What are you talking about? We're talking about le'erkim. When you say, you know, 5-year-old or 20-year-old or that, it's me'eish le'eish when they were born. Not 5 years, you know, when he passed the Tishrei, but from their birth. Talking about regarding the pedig in Yetzidayfin, and Nid, we'll learn all these different things for a boy and a girl. You know, for Nadarim and for Truma and for Chai Mitzvah. Only by Rabbi Yitzchak, me Palgitu. Are you arguing? One of them says Erchin, one says for Bar Mitzvah. Are you arguing? We're both saying different things. He's saying Erchin, and I'm saying Pirkin the Yitzchak Daifin. How can that make sense? These are completely arguing. Man, I'm Erchin, I'm Yitzchak Daifin. You can tell me they're arguing. Well, the one who says that, you know, we look at the time and the anniversary for Erchin, he doesn't agree that when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, you look at the time, the anniversary of his birth, rather than Rosh Hashanah. Rav said himself, the same Rav who says Erchin says that when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, it's Meis Leis. Why is Rav only mentioned Erchin in Dumi the Hanuch? He's comparing it to the rest of the brides, which are all psukim the Torah. Mahana the Ksivi are all written in the Torah. Av Hanuch Ksivi, I'm including things that are written, and by Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah is not written in the Torah anywhere. Vida, the other one, Isakadatach, even though we learn from Shimon Levi, it's not before the Torah. Vida, Isakadatach, if you would have said the Ksivi, if you're only looking at psukim, if the brides only meant things that were written, and you're talking about Erchin, what should you have used? The words of the Torah. The Torah doesn't call it a bend and a bas when it comes to Erchin. Hai shev ben shabash shev zocher nekeva b'boiler. Should have said zocher nekeva. Umayish, and I'm answering ancient questions, Rashi Chumash. Umayish, no, why is it that nekeva, the chimiskina nekeva, as they get older, kaima tilsa, they only go down to a third of their value. What do you call it? a woman between 20 and 60 is 30, and after 60 is 10, a third. And umayshna zocha, a male, he's 50 between 20 and thing. The lekodas, and he's down to 15 after 60. What a big drop! Much more than much less, more than a third. Amar Chizkiya said a very important thing. Amri Inche, people say, Sava bebeisa, the Zaid is in the house, an old person is in the house. Pachem beisa, it's a disaster. Tragedies happen, things break all the time. Abasafta bebeisa, if you have a bub in the house or an older woman in the house, Sima bebeisa, then everything, there's treasures in the house because she helps out and she takes care of herself. A man is useless, especially when they get older. Okay, Hadin Aloch, Asagyar, like no.